We are Brightside.
Theater nerds, welcome to the Brightside Home Theater Podcast. The Home Theater Podcast is all about the experiences, the sights,
the sounds,
the scenes.
Yeah.
We made it, Deej. We made it.
We haven't screwed up yet. 1 minute into the show, we're looking good. Oh, man. Yeah, literally, as Steve and I are starting, I'm like, something's going to go bad tonight. I don't know. I have no idea where I am. What a day.
Yeah, well, man, I get it. Oh, what a week it has been. And let me apologize to the assembled congregation for the fact that I sound pretty rough. I feel pretty rough. Once again, I have managed to pick up a cold from someone else in the house. And so I am walking wounded. Not walking dead, but walking wounded.
Yeah.
So apologies for the toilet roll and the sniffles and the coughing and the Vicks vapor rub. just try and get me through, man. So yeah. So apologies to anybody. It's not good. It's like sick bay.
Yeah, exactly. You turn having a cold into entertainment.
Oh man, oh, God. I've got to.
Exactly.
Oh man.
Yeah.
And then again, DJ, as you know, the others won't. As if that wasn't bad enough. Home theater George, Cinema George, has suffered a casualty itself this week.
Yeah,
well, hopefully not a permanent one.
Right.
One of my subs, the rear sub, is having issues, and we're hoping it's a loose connection, but we don't know for sure. And I've switched it off for the time being because it keeps clicking, ticking as if it's coming off and on. And so hopefully loose connection, but it's something for the installers. Because I'm not going behind that rack and start messing around, because had I installed it myself, I would have done. And indeed, in the past, I have.
Right.
This is how I think it's a loose connection. But not having installed it myself, and it looks like, you know, spaghetti behind there, I am not getting in there and start mucking around, because the next thing I know, something else will go, and then it'll be bad. So I am paying through the nose to get the installers out. And when I say through the nose, I mean it.
I know. It's not cheap. I know. You told me. And I was like, it'd be cheaper for you to fly me out there. Cheaper and faster.
Oh, man. Don't tempt me. Don't tempt me. I would.
I might need it.
Little vacation.
I might need to be extradited. Because I might not come back.
So there you go. So it's costing me a lot of money. And if I tell you the kind of installers we're talking about, I rang and spoke to them today. And the guy that installed my cinema, the chap I spoke to said, it'll be a couple of weeks. He is starting day one on a job in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So they're doing an installer now. That's the kind of installers we're talking about. They are truly international.
Yeah.
There we go. But there it is. So I'm in mourning. I am missing my subwoofer.
Did you not listen to Steve and I today? And a lot of people have said this. I mean, Mikey Schramm and I were saying it. How are you in mourning? If it's dead, you get to upgrade, buddy.
True. Now that is how I am justifying it to myself. I'm hoping it's just a chord because I genuinely like the sound. This sounds kind of weird, I know, but I like the sound of Cinema George. I'm used to it. It's like an old pair of shoes. You put it on and it's comfortable. It's what I'm expecting. And I was saying to you before the show, I put on a Dolby Atmos demo disc today without that sub. And it is weird.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So, I mean, there's still some tactile bass from the other sub, but it's nothing like what I'm used to. So I'm mourning that. But yeah, so if it's just that thing, that'll be great. But if not, then I won't be able to get another sub at the back. There's not room. And that sub, they don't do anymore. At least not easily. I think it'll be two subs at the front and something beefy, perhaps a couple of SVS, something decent.
What's the size?
We'll see.
We'll talk later. But I mean, you've got to be able to guess it. Ideally, you want them on opposite ends. I don't think you'd get the same. If you went with two just in the front as opposed to your setup now, I don't think you'd be happy. I don't think, because you have a nice ideal setup now.
Yeah. The only problem is because it's a DLS flat box sub, it's only, 2 feet wide by about six inches thick. I know I'm mixing the thing in. But you know, so it's very thin and it fits perfectly in that space. And they don't distribute them in the UK anymore. It's a Swedish brand. They're handmade in Sweden. Mm-hmm. And I looked the other day. So, I mean, it might be these installers, because they sourced them, they might be able to still get hold of one, which would be great.
Because I mean, they're not the most powerful.
No, well, quite. They're not the most powerful in the world. I'm the first to admit that, but they're perfect in that room.
Yeah.
And I love how they sound. And I don't want to lose it. But, you know, look, if I've got to spend a couple of grand and get it, you know, do it as best I can, then that's what I'll do. But yeah, I'm in mourning, Deej. I'm in mourning.
It's the best kind to be, though, to be fair.
And it would be the week that bloody June 2 is out. This is the other thing, Deej. This timing is terrible, because not only that, my brother's in Canada at the moment. He's been there on holiday with his son, my nephew, and they're due back on Friday. And I've had two video calls in Walmarts near Vancouver, and then one in a place called like Loophole or something.
Yeah.
And with him walking around and going up to the 4K aisles and me just going, I'll have that. I'll have that. Get me that. I'll have that. I'll have that. I'll have that. It was $200 in the first one. It was over $100 today. And you know, that includes June 2, which of course came out there today. Doesn't come out here for a couple of weeks. You're talking Andor, Obi-Wan, Migration, Madam Web, you know, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, all these, and I'm going to be picking them all up on Saturday and watching them in crapo vision.
Crapo vision. No.
A TM.
And then that gets you to a point when you do get everything back running smoothly, when you get Cinema George back to its normal self, just think of the appreciation you'll have. It's like, yep, that's why we do this.
Bright side, Deej. Bright side. I get it.
Yep. Hashtag bright side.
Oh, Steve Hatt.
Been doing Steve that Hatt. A lot.
Actually, do you know what, Steve?
Yes.
That is a good idea.
And that the SVS 3000 in wall. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds exactly like what you have. It's not as beefy. It doesn't go as low because it's in wall, but it's very, Travis, our buddy Travis, he reviewed them. Mm. He had two. Okay. Did he have two of them? I think he had two of them. He was really happy with them. Yeah. I'll tell you, go look him up on YouTube on AV Nirvana. That was a while ago too, like a year and a half ago. And, him and I were talking at CD, and I was like, if I don't get the tactile feel that I get in my new room in the big room where my subs are my rear subs a little closer, I was thinking of putting one in the wall, the little half wall right behind my seat, just to get that little bit of near field effect, you know, but that's only if I needed it. So, but yeah, they do.
Are they in wall or are they on wall?
No, they're in wall, but you could do it on wall if you wanted. It's still the 6-inch depth, but it sounds exactly what you're describing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I think so. But obviously SVS, they'll probably be more powerful, I imagine. We'll see. Okay. Well, that's good news, because I have been thinking, because there is such a tight space at the back that they're getting anything else in there. There would be room probably to put it behind the sofa, you know, the back sofa maybe, but okay, well that's positive. This is why I come here. The bright side.
Yeah. We're here for you, buddy. We're here for you. All right. That'll be our show for today. We cheered Steve up. Gotta go. No.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. No. What's our mantra?
Get out while they're still happy. Oh.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. It works if you work it. So work it. You're worth it. So that'll do. Let's have that.
What you got? I was excited. Godzilla Kong, the new Empire dropped on Kaleidoscape today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really excited.
Nope. Bought it. Didn't watch it. You know what? I bought, going back to like, the Raid Redemption in 4K. I got that. I, on a whim, don't ask me why. New Jack City. I was all excited. I still haven't watched it.
Great film.
I love that movie. Love that movie. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, bought that. Not watched it. And then today, Godzilla Kong, the new Empire, all on Kaleidoscape. I neither have the time, the disc space, or anything. I'm just like, whatever.
There are loads of it has dropped. Lots of it seems to have kind of all come at once. It's a couple of good horror films seem to have dropped as well. But Abigail has just dropped as well, which looks amazing. It's like a young girl vampire movie. Looks really good.
Is that what that is?
So yeah. Yeah. It's, if you look at the trailer, that is messed up by the looks of it. So I'm really looking forward to that. And rumor has it, I may have a screener of that coming this week. So I am looking forward to that. But I've got so much to watch. At least if I see a screener, I haven't got to worry about the base levels too much.
There you go.
So maybe it'll all be screeners next week, Deej.
Yeah, exactly.
Screener. Mono, it was great.
Nice.
All right. All should we say hi to everyone in the chat?
Yeah, why don't you hit the chat?
We have a new first chatter, Deej. Right, so Johnny Speakers.
Let me scroll back.
Yeah, check this out. Man. Johnny Look at the time that he did this. Look at the time.
That's great.
Now, do we need to set some rules here, Deej?
Nope.
Right here. See, nope.
Rules were made to be broken.
Well, as a lawyer, I'm not sure. Bent, maybe, but not broken.
Yeah, but why do you have to make one? Let people go. Let them go.
Surely, if you're going to be first, shouldn't you have to stay in there? Otherwise, the minute you put in the show, you put it up on YouTube, someone's going to go, hi, I'm here. And then, you know, it's not as much fun.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it be, if you're first, you've got to stay in the chat. Otherwise, it doesn't count.
But then isn't that kind of a game too? Because I don't always put it up at the same time. So let's see who gets in there first, right? You stop making rules and then it's like, all right, whoever's just sitting there waiting at 11:43 a.m. No, that's fun. That's fun.
Okay. All right. Nice there we job, go. So Johnny Speakers is first in. Yeah. Nice one. And then we have, so we've got him. So Johnny, I don't think he's actually in the chat now either. So that says
probably
it all,
not. You know,
just come in and then just not come back. So we've got Captain AC3. We have Steve at. In the chat, and of course, talking about chat.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see? I even put that in the show notes. For him.
Oh, did you?
I did. I was at Steve at from the chat. Sorry, couldn't resist. That's what I wrote.
Oh, it was a very entertaining take.
Oh, here he is. Yeah,
I have to say. Yeah.
It's like, Steve says, sorry. And he goes, I started to listen to it, but I just can't bear it. My wife says she wants to hear it. Hope I get through that without scars. His wife, I mean, geez, some of the stuff, and like we did, you heard it, right, Steve? And we talked about his wife's amazing. And like I said, all of our partners are amazing because it's just like, if you're in this hobby, somebody let you be. Or you're single.
But somehow that doesn't seem to be that often. It seems to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, family guys, into this kind of stuff, and then you've got it, and you know, a sensible, compassionate, normal person cares about who the other people are in the house and wants to make sure they're okay with it as well.
Yeah.
And it's all for a quiet life. Isn't it funny? We want a quiet life, but we want lots of noise in our theaters. So how does that work? It's very odd. Anyway, some psychology going on there somewhere.
Oh, don't get me started.
Yeah. Okay. And we got Mikey Schramm's in, acknowledging Johnny Speakers coming in first.
Yep.
And we've got, who else have we
got? Mikey, he's saying that over an hour before the show.
Yeah, but he would have stayed in.
Yeah, I know, but look at the conversations going on starting over an hour before the show. I mean, this is all like, you got, like 2:53, Captain AC3 coming in second, who probably thought he was going to be first.
I think so. Yeah. And then we've got Van Gool's in. Brockstar's popped in to say hello. We've got Jordan in, of course. Hi, nice. Jordan. He and I have been DMing a bit about releases. Fred's in. Hey, Fred.
Hey.
Fred 215. And we've got Paul Hurt, of course. Dom's in.
Yeah.
Bonsoir, Dom. Marcus Beebs in. Hi, Marcus. Jan's in as well. Good to see you, Jan. Thanks for popping in. Ariel Alenz is in as well. So yeah, man, the group are all here. We are all present and correct. So yes, good stuff. And we've got I think Paul Hurt saying, I'm excited for you, Steve. I hope he means me. It might be Steve at. No, I think we're going to have Steve George.
Or maybe
Steve
for your new sub. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what he means. Yeah. So we'll see. I'll keep everybody updated. But I'm just praying. It's just a connection. Because then I can get back to it.
So there we go. I had the one up there where Steve is like, Paul was saying, he's like, cheer me up, guys. It's like, there it is. Cheer me up, DJ and Steve in chat. So we'll do our best, Paul.
That's what we're here for.
That's why I'm here. And I've gotten that comment a few times this week from people, one that I didn't know listened to the show, and obviously other people that do listen to the show, and I got other friends. Some people aren't going through the best of stuff, so, you know, keep positive.
No, man, I get it.
You know, make your lemonade.
Absolutely. Life gives you lemons.
Make lemonade.
And it may be, by
Google
the way,
dolls on a loop like I do. Don't ask.
Well, it may be, Deej, by the way, that we do have a new listener in Canada, because my nephew Corey, if he is listening, did ask for the link to the podcast, so I've sent that through to him earlier today. So he may be here. If you're there, Corey, say hello. Yeah. As I say, they are currently my Walmart gurus. They are, every time they go near a Walmart, it's like, just pop in there, see what they've got. And by the way, while we're talking about that, interestingly, they are quite stacked with 4K releases.
Really?
I thought up they were Canada? Kind of pulling back. Well, yeah. And this is the thing. Now, I had read that Canada's not got any kind of dedicated, physical media stores. There aren't very many of them. So maybe Walmart is a bit different up in the Great White North. However, I have to say the stuff I've seen, they've got a fair selection. It's not as good as some, we've got a chain store here called HMV who have got hundreds of them. It's not quite as good as that, but they do have a fairly decent selection of new releases, back catalog stuff, cheaper bits. They're not too bad. And so for an Englishman who has got people over there, who are luckily, quite happy to visit every Walmart they come across, it's been quite good hunting. So I'm pleased with that.
Nice.
Yeah. And more to come. I've got them going in tomorrow night to another one.
Cool. Yeah, that's Ariel talking about Dune Part 2. Can't wait to feed my hearing senses. It's I hate to get back to it, but yeah, I really do feel bad for you, Steve, right now, because it's a beast.
I know.
It is a beast. And I mean, I wish I could go back to it. It is so much fun. And John's in the chat, buddy. You're killing me.
Hey, John.
While Steve was talking, I was trying to grab the image. I got all excited. I had a minute while I was waiting for some paint to dry, literally today. And I went on to, one of the chats. I don't know if it was quick. I think I saw Johnny Speakers. What a great comment about Steve getting the new guy, talking about Steve at the new guy enthusiasm. And I was, if I had the time, I was going to reply back on that tweet and be like, yeah, cause DJ's getting stale. I read between the lines, Johnny. So I happened to go on one of John's tweet. I don't know if it was tweet or Twitter or Instagram or something, but he said closing early today. I was like, oh my God, are we going to be surprised and graced with his presence? I would have been so excited, but I didn't even get time to text him and ask. Cause things ramped
up. He's probably sat there right now thinking, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching paint dry. That's what I do for a living. Yep. it's awesome. Yeah, John's in the chat.
Yeah, but it's a bad week to get June 2. I know. I mean, it's not out here till the 27th of May, I'm going to have it Saturday, but I'm going to have it early. Cause as I said, he bought it today for me over in Canada and they're back on Friday. I still think I might watch it even in Crapovision, because then I can, then you can compare it when you've got the proper base rocking, you've got something to compare it to. We'll see.
You don't even do calibrations, do you? Cause you could recalibrate on the one if you wanted to recalibrate on the one to that one seating position. Cause for all intents and purposes, you should be able to get a decent bass response in just one seating position with the one sub. But there's a lot that's, if you're just going to wait,
Yeah, that's it. It's only a couple of weeks. I mean, I don't want to, my concern is the people that are going to come out to install it are not actually the same as in individuals that put it in. I think the person that did that mainly has now left. So I don't really want to start mucking around with it, because I don't want them to come out and go, oh, you've made such a mess of that. We're going to have to then do it all. You know what I mean? That would not be good. So yeah. I was toying with the idea of just turning it up a bit.
Good. But that's not exactly how you want to do it. You want to just doing a if you could, I don't know if you have multiple settings, but if you just recalibrate it and save that, and then you'd still have the old one. I don't know on your Yamaha if you can do that, but
I'm not gonna mess around with it, man. I'll just deal with it and see how I go. It'll be okay. I mean, I'm not, and you know, look, if I was as big a fan of Dune as I am of, you know, Predator and things like that, then I might have to, but I can wait. I'm okay. I'll watch it in Crapovision, and then, you know, but just for the next couple of weeks, I won't be talking about the base too.
The audio.
Oh, the vision's great.
Yeah.
Audio Crapovision.
Well, look at poor Dom isn't getting it. He's saying Dune 2 is not out in France until July. So. Wow.
You're not going to wait for that though, are you, Dom? You're going to import it from the UK. Just import it from the UK. It'll have all the same languages on it anyway. So you might as well just do that.
Yeah. All right.
But there we go.
Yeah. All right. Lots going on at the house. I got a really fun, cool update that, my buddy Todd already knows about. Steve doesn't even know about this one yet, but literally moments after I completed this, I texted Todd and let him know. So we'll get to that a little later. That's the biggest tease I got for today. I really don't. I sat down with Steve. I'm like, crap, I don't even have pictures. I do have a picture of that because I sent it to Todd. But what do you want to open with, Steve? You want to open with the one in Canada's?
Do you want to leave that till last? Is that going to be our main one? It's up to you.
That'll be our main one because we both done that. So we'll do that.
All right. And
so
far
we'll,
away.
We'll yeah, open let's do with this. In theaters already.
Okay. So already mentioned in the chat by Mark Hader, this is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I caught on Saturday as a very, very last minute thing. And when I say last minute, Deej, I mean with 20 minutes to spare.
Oh, wow.
So this was like, oh, it's on. I've got a couple of hours. Right. I'm going to race over and do it. So I drove very quickly, but legally, of course, to the theaters and ran inside. But get this though, Deej, this was a fairly new local cinema. It's not a flea pit, you know, it's quite a decent one. It's called Cineworld. I don't know if you guys are aware of it, but it's quite a big chain here. I went in and I saw this film, and there were only two other people in about a 500 seat auditorium for the movie on a Saturday night at 8 p.m. Yeah, so it was like, wow. I was really surprised. I'd pre-booked my tickets and everything. Didn't need to, as it turned out. So anyway, so I got there and I saw it. Now I've recently-ish reviewed on the show the 4K discs of the remake trilogy. So obviously, Rise, Dawn and War for the Planet of the Apes. And I really like all three of those movies. I think they get better as they go. The home theater experience gets even better as they go as well. They are great. And so I've been really looking forward to this. And I'm very pleased to say I really, really enjoyed the movie. I thought it was very well done. It's 2.5 hours long. I didn't know how that would feel. But actually it flew by. And interestingly, the director, Wes Ball, says that he's got about another 45 minutes cut from this and wants to put it into a director's cut. Now I'll be happy with that based on what I've seen.
Is he friends with Snyder?
Well, quite. Or Kevin Costner. Because Horizon is coming, and it's, you know, what are there, four of them, and they're over 3 hours each, and he reckons he's got 8 hours of cut footage.
Yeah.
Hero, like, dear, come on, we're going to flip a neck. As much as I like you, Kev, come on, man, that's a lot. So, you know.
It is. It always takes me back, though, and John if he's still in the chat knows, it's like when we were in school, and I've said this before, it's like it's something about that artistic mind, and it's like, Our teacher, Mr. McPhee, used to come over and be like, stop, it's done. No, I got to do this to it. This is going to be better. Done. And it's like, no, stop, it's done. And it's like, there's something in your head and it's, you just got to get it out. I don't know. But yeah, go ahead.
You see, I always, when someone says that, I always go to Stallone in First Blood. You know, nothing is over. I always hear it. Yeah, how I hear it. I always hear that.
Yeah. We used to have to do a ton of self-portraits, okay? And when you're doing them, like, just say you're doing them in pencil or charcoal, right? And again, if John's in the chat, he knows this. It's like, so you do them and what you don't, you're done. It's done. But you just have this need to go back and touch everything up. But the problem is when you go back and touch everything up, you just keep getting darker and darker and darker because everything you're touching up is you're trying to create that contrast. But now you're like, I got to add this here, but that doesn't look as bright anymore. So I got to darken the dark and then I got to bring the shade in. And by the end of it, it's like, oh no, I changed races while I was doing this. And it's like, am I, you know, Mr. McPhee be like, I told you to stop. It's like, it is so bad. And it's like, but you know, but you, there's just something inherently in you. Like, I just don't think it's right yet. Well, it ain't going to get right by putting more pen or ink on it.
So well, funny. Tell that to George Lucas.
Well, I know, and that's why I can relate to these guys. That's what I'm saying. It's like that. It's just you got to get it out of you, and it's like they don't care what you think, whether you like it or not.
It's so well, funny. It's his birthday today as well, so yeah. I think we should happy birthday, George. None of us would be here, I suspect, without you.
Very, very true. Very true. Yeah. Hugely true.
Yeah. I mean, the grandfather of home theater, maybe.
Potentially, more or less. him and his buddy Spielberg. They basically, you know, he did it in 77 with Star Wars, and then Spielberg literally launched DTS with Jurassic Park in 83. So
THX.
Yeah.
You know, without THX it, was, you know, that's what Lucas, we were all going for in the 80s and the 90s. Yep. That's what we were all going for. Yep. That was the gold standard, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what drove us, I think, through the 80s and the 90s. But yeah, so I get that. But I would very happily look back to Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I would very happy. Freewheeling, but I would very happily see more of this. I thought it was great. And Jordan actually says in the chat, he thought that, he says it's, watched it in X Plus on Saturday and thought it was excellent and a continuation of the previous three films. And the opening scene is fantastic. It is very good. And interestingly, I read afterwards that the director said he wanted Apocalypto with apes. And boy, is this Apocalypto with apes. Yeah. I mean, there's no question. I mean, you know, you don't need a film degree to know that this is exactly what this is. But it's really well done. It sets everything up nicely for kind of what's to come. It's clearly trying to set more up apes. Another trilogy. Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah. Go ape. Yes. Yeah. And so, yeah. So they're obviously trying to do that, but it's done in a really clever way. There are some interesting twists and turns on this. It's not just a straight linear story. And you talk about darkness, Deej. There is darkness in this movie. So some really interesting stuff. It'd be fun when you've seen it to talk spoilers on this, because I've got some things that I was thinking about in this and some theories as to where this is going to go.
Steve, but I got to see the first three first.
Haven't you? Not, you've seen them?
No, I've never seen them. And I, after your review of them, I own them on Kaleidoscape. Yeah. I re-downloaded them and they've been sitting there in preparation for, I was going to watch them in preparation for this, but once I started in it.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God, DJ. So. I told you guys this. I'm not a huge fan. I'm sure I'll like these movies, but I have a hard time with animals. I just love animals so much. I don't like to see them treated badly, even if they are CGI animals.
They win in this, Deej. They win in this. The clue's in the title.
Yeah, Planet but I'm sure of the some of them lose. You know, it's like, I don't mind seeing the entire cast of Predator get killed. I just don't like it if like a cougar runs by and he kills it, like in the Prey, and you see those little animals, and you'll even the snake, which I'm not a big fan of snakes, but it's just you know. So I'm not saying I can't watch it. I'm just saying that like of all the it's not like I don't have a ton of other great stuff to see, right? So it's just I never gravitated towards it. Man. But
okay, well I
definitely want to now.
You will really enjoy them, and again, home theater experiences. They are awesome. I mean, especially 2 and 3, the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes and War for the Planet of the Apes in particular are home theater demo movies front to back from, you know, the golden days of Fox 4K, you know, the Revenant days, those kind of things where it's all polished and smooth and, you know, it sounds amazing. So I absolutely recommend those DVDs. Yeah. You will love them. I'll guarantee you. And as I say, the people that lose in that are us.
Yeah. Oh, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
We should.
So, you know, the apes win. You know, this is, again, clues in the title.
Yeah.
So it's a really good continuation of that. And I really enjoyed this. And as I say, once you've seen them, it'd be interesting to talk about spoilers on this.
Oh, absolutely.
Because as I said, there's a little moment in the first movie that I think, the first of the remake trilogy, that I think leads into this. And I think it's been forgotten. And so I think that's where they're going, but it's really good. And I'm really looking forward to getting this at home because you've got the CGI on this is cutting edge. I mean, it was slightly undone by the projector. You know, we're so used to razor sharp visuals that any projector on that size is going to be a little bit blurry. And it was a little bit, this should shine in 4K. And the Atmos is going to be absolutely killer on it. There are a couple of massive action sequences, some huge explosions where I think actually that really will translate well. And the noise of the apes as, you know, the cameras float through these villages and stuff, and all that's going to sound great. And one of the tribes is an eagle training tribe. And so the eagles fly around, and there's a couple of nice Atmos moments, even in the theater, where the eagles come over the top of the room as they squeak and squawk and all the rest of it. So yeah, it's good. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. I might even maybe go and see this again. I don't know yet. I'm a year with some other people that want to see it. So possibly. Yeah. Really good.
Paul saying, yes, the first one will be hard. Kind of like the first John Wick. It just sets you up for the rest and leads you in that direction. And then.
But again, I think, the very opening, perhaps the opening sequence of the first one might be tricky. Yeah. Maybe, but that's what rest assured.
215 saying, yep. DJ gonna cry, lol.
But the comeuppance is coming. Revenge is a dish best served cold. And it's very cold in this. So, you know, comeuppance is on its way.
The sight's the scene, DJ. Yep.
And actually, Jordan says, without spoiling it too much, the ending of Rise is more haunting now, given recent years.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've seen the original Planet of the Apes movies, you know how it is that, or one of the reasons that they take over, and, you know, it's to do with the pandemic. And so you'll, you know, there's a bit of that in Rise, but it's so good. I really do recommend this. I think it's great. And some really quite sweet character moments as well. So yeah, this is recommended. You know, either wait for the 4K disc, it'll be great, or, you know, go see it. It's cool. Very cool.
Nice. Yeah. All right. let's see. What do you got next? All right. Let me, you got, so you only have one. All right. You know what? I'll do one right now.
I've got two more. I should have two more, Deej.
You have two more, but I'm one of them.
Yeah.
I'm one. So that's the last one. So let's do this.
Gotcha.
I'll do this. And, it's, really, really good. So, here we go. I have no scenes, but I am up to Defenders. I finished Iron Fist on Marvel's Defenders. Now Iron Fist, that was on Netflix, and now you can get it all on Disney Plus. And I'm up to, like I said, just up to the Defenders. I'm going in order of their release. And this is obviously, if you're watching it on YouTube right now, you could see right on the screen, you see Daredevil, Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, and Iron Fist on the screen, and they get together, and it's a, you know, it's the team up, like kind of like the Avengers. This was in the comics as well. These characters weren't necessarily, I don't even know if these four were ever just the Defenders. There were different variations of the Defenders, but I don't even know if these four were. But I will tell you that in the comics, like, Luke Cage and Jessica Jones were married. So that's really cool. Luke Cage and Iron Fist teamed up, and they had, what the heck, Wiz John? I know the name of it. It's, they teamed up together. I forget the name. I'm going blank. But yes, I love a team up. This here has one of the best openings. It's awesome. Mm. Like the opening sound. The opening picture, because each character has a color and they utilize that at the beginning of the series. And like, if you're watching a particular scene with Daredevil, Heroes for Hire. Thanks, buddy. It's always got my back. I didn't even finish reading. I just saw Heroes, and I saw it in the little print on the thing. I was like, Heroes for Hire. Thanks, buddy. Thanks for the trigger. I'm not even sure that was John. I couldn't read his name. It was so small up on that screen.
Yeah, it was John. It was John.
Okay, yeah. But so in the opening scene, it's almost like 3D. It's really, really cool, but the way they do it, it's very stylized. And each character, you'll see, gets their color. It's super obvious there. But what's not really obvious is in the early episodes, whenever they're like on a Daredevil scene, meaning Charlie Cox or, you know, Matt Murdock, it's like there's tints of red or hints of red throughout the scene. And then with Jessica Jones, it's tints of purple. With Luke Cage, it's tints of yellow. And then with Iron Fist there, it's tints of green. And then as they come together, it melds. And I haven't got it. I feel like it's heading in a direction where they just go to more of a neutral, which is all the colors come together. And now you're getting a more like white base. Really, really cool. But I was noticing it earlier and I'm not noticing it as much right now. But I'm only into, I think, 5 or 6. But they have come together, and between the bass, the punches are really, really good. Just like with all of these, I'm getting a lot of benefit out of not watching a lot of movies because this is not suffering by comparison. What I am getting is if I do go and watch a movie, like when I went and watched Dune, and you're like the opening scene of Dune 2, and you're like, oh my God, yeah, that's what a movie can do. That's what physical media does. Gotcha. But when I'm like, I watch 1 hour a day, it's streaming and you just love it. And it's like, that's all you have. It's absolutely bananas. And it's like, I don't know, anywhere around 5:30 to 6:30 in the morning. I'm in my theater now with this show. I might go back and watch it again. It's only 8 episodes, but I love a team up. I love teamwork, right? And I love like everything. That's why I play hockey. That's why like this is so much more fun. We have teamwork now. It's not just me sitting here alone. It's teamwork. And every time they get together, it's like watch them. Like when Jessica Jones, not to spoil it, she leaves them and comes back. And when she comes back, I'm literally standing up in my theater like, yes, yes, like cheering and laughing. It's just so much fun. And the other part is they hate each other at times too. Just like in Avengers when they fight, you know, that's what was fun in Avengers when like Captain America and Thor fight or whatever, or Iron Man and Thor. And they do that in this, and it's really, really well done. And I might go back through the entire thing again. So like I said, it's only because it's only 8 episodes. So, and then I'm on, I think, I can't remember the series that comes after this, but really enjoying it. Definitely check out the trailer, go to the opening scene of any of them and check that out for a demo scene. It's really, really good. So a lot of fun.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Just whilst we're just talking before we move on to the next one. So Mark Hader says, thanks for mentioning Army of Darkness a while back, Steve. I watched it this weekend, really enjoyed it. Do you mean Army of the Dead, Mark? Army of Darkness is Evil Dead 3.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think I mentioned that. Yep. Army of the Dead, if that's what you mean, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It is fab.
Yeah. Oh, Jordan saying in the chat, he always thought Defenders was one of the more underrated series of all the Marvel Netflix shows. Yeah, I think so too. What is really interesting is, so, Finn Jones? Is that his name? Who plays, he plays, Iron Fist. So one of the things that I noticed in the, watching the Iron Fist a second time, is that the first time I watched it, I wasn't crazy about his acting. I thought he was kind of like, I just didn't like it. I couldn't put my finger on it. And then watching it a second time and understanding who he is and what happened to him, it's like I'm like, oh my God, I actually think he's doing a great job because he's acting childish. He's saying like ridiculous things, but he's acting like a child. But when you read between the lines and you analyze the story, it's like his plane crashed when he was 10 years old. He was raised by monks, became the Iron Fist. He never got to be a child. He's still a child. So when you put that in context and then go to the defenders where he walks around to everybody and he goes, he's like, I am the immortal Iron Fist. And everybody else goes, what the hell is that? And they all look at him like, that is the most ridiculous thing you could say. And it's so funny because you as, and like watching him say it, it looks like he's, it's so ridiculous. And then there was one particular scene with him and Sigourney Weaver, who plays a character in this really, really well. Really, it, she's great. They like are talking to each other and I'm like, is he, in, I mean, he is nailing this because he's acting like the Iron Fist. He's acting like that childish weapon. He doesn't know who he is. He doesn't know. And she's Sigourney Weaver. She's great acting. She's doing, but he feel, it looks like if you just took it out of context, it feels like he's not acting, but he is because he's trying to portray that like, I am the Iron Fist. What is that? He doesn't even know. And that's part of the storyline. It's so funny. So, but
yeah. Oh, cool. I must admit, I did start watching Iron Fist. I haven't seen any of the Defenders. I again, as I said, I kind of checked out of them by the time this it got to this. It was all kind of coming at once. But I am certainly, yeah, I'm very tempted to go back and rewatch those because you've been, you know, really selling them the last few weeks. So yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah, well, I could sell a snow cone to an Eskimo, but if I liked the snow cone, not if I didn't. I just tell you how excited I was about it. So, all right. Let's get on to something that I think you're excited about.
Yes.
Are you?
Surprisingly so.
Oh, yeah. Surprising. Yeah. How is that surprising? Yeah. Here we go. Let's go.
Yeah. Okay. So this is Night Swim, the 2024, I think. It might be tail end of 2023, but either 2024, I think. Haunted swimming pool movie, Deej.
That's why I'm like, you gotta like this, right? It's a haunt.
Well,
it's a,
well, this is
a horror movie.
Well, quite. Now I bought this as an absolute blind buy. I had seen a couple of seconds or so of the trailer. Excuse me. So I knew what the setup was, but only a couple of seconds of it. And other than that, I knew nothing about it at all. And it came out on 4K UHD disc, not in Dolby Atmos, annoyingly. It's only DTS HD 5.1 master audio, but of course upmixed to Neuralex. And I did not know what to expect because I thought it's a haunted pool movie. What the hell? So I went in with rock bottom expectations. However,
where is that line? Where is that line? Like Evil Dead Rise or Evil Dead series. All of this, people get rise from the dead, but you're like, it's a haunted pool movie. Where are we drawing the line there? Like pools can't be haunted, but houses can't. You got to clarify this for me because if it was anything else, you'd be like, oh my God, haunted hubcaps. That's fantastic. Who would have thought that?
You could trade them from car to car.
Yeah. Think how many remakes of Christine we could do.
Well, which is fine, but you've then got people with ESP and all this stuff, and somehow a haunted house is a lot more acceptable, I think, than haunted pool. You know, I mean, what's next? Haunted deck chair? Haunted umbrella? Well, haunted sunscreen?
Wasn't the haunted pool kind of the basis for Poltergeist?
Well, spoiler free.
Oh, sorry.
But no, you're okay. Yes, funny enough, when I was watching this, of course, I was thinking, you know, you didn't move the bodies, did you? You only moved the headstones, you know, and so there is some of that in this. And I think if you are of a certain age, like what we are, then I think you are thinking that during this movie, well, you know, of an appropriate vintage. then I think you will definitely get the Poltergeist vibes from this, no question. Because at least I think you might be more with it if you've seen and love Poltergeist, because you're like, well, I know how these things can happen. Anyway, so it's a movie that's got Jodie Comer's in it, our friend Wyatt Russell's in it, who was very, very good in obviously Overlord, and Falcon the Winter Soldier.
You gotta be careful because we do have a lot of friends that we could say that about that are actually our friends. Like, yeah, that's we've true. Never yeah, met yeah, Wyatt yeah. Russell. He's never been on the yet. Show.
Well, not yet. Not yet. The night is young. Yeah, who knows? but he's been in a number of movies we've seen recently, and of course in Monarch. He was one of the better things in Monarch, as with Kurt, with his dad. And he's in this, and it's a
Overlord.
A very odd story. Yeah, Overlord. I mean, Overlord's just awesome. But so he plays a baseball player in this who's been injured. And as with all movies of this type, of course, it begins with a family moving into a house they can barely afford. And it's all, you know, they've got to do it up, but there's a secret in the house. And in this case, it's the pool. And very odd. So anyway, so it's a very odd story, a very hokey story. And yet I was never less than entertained. I've seen some reviews that that weren't too enthused about the final act. And I get that, and I'm not going to spoil it. So I see that. However, I did enjoy it, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't. And I was going along with it for most of the time. So story is, I think you take out of it what you bring to it. If you're prepared to go with that, you know it's a haunted pool movie. If that doesn't make you go, I'm out. Then I think you know, go with it, you know, give it a go, you know, so it's fine. And it is actually cheaper. It was only $19.99. Most of the new 4K discs are £25 here. So, you know, it's cheaper. So movies are okay. You know, it's a solid 3-star type movie. You know, it's one of those movies you're not going to recommend to your friends. I don't think, you're not going to go, guys, you've got to come see this, because you'll have a malignant issue like we had. So it's not one of those that you're going to go, Hey, you know, you've got to see this. Yeah, but it's fun. Now, video is really good. It's digitally shot, so it's all crisp and razor sharp and all that stuff. And there's a lot of bright. It's called Night Swim, and yet there are issues in the day. And the bright stuff, you've got all the glints off the water in the daytime. You know, it's set in the summer, and you've got all this sort of stuff, and all that looks great. And you've got bright kind of pool toys, you know, like inflatable toys and stuff, and they all look really, really good. So video is good, but the audio is something quite special, especially bearing in mind it's only DTS HD 5.1, again, upmixed to Neural X, because I think this is quite a clever, maybe even experimental audio mix, because it's really playful and really clever. And you know, you're a man after my own heart. You like playful soundtracks. Mm-hmm. You like when surround sound is messed about with.
Yeah.
And there are quite a large number of sequences in this, understandably, because it's a pool, where you get characters on the surface who then go underwater. And bearing in mind it's haunted, you know, you then get all kinds of fun little effects. So you've got the audio above surface, audio under the surface, the audio of things going on above the surface from under the surface, and how that audio changes depending on where they are and what they're doing. And it moves right around the room. And there's a couple of really fun things where voices talk from what should be at the side of the pool, whether they're there or not, who knows? Okay. But you can hear them, and they're in the overheads. And you get some lovely effects of bubbles, really subtle, moving around the room as the characters are swimming, and then going up into the overheads along the side walls. And also, and this happens numerous times in this movie. And I think it's really effective and very clever. And again, it's kind of what I said to you in the past a number of times. I think this is a movie designed for us. It's a movie that is for people with surround sound systems, rooms where you can turn up the sound and just kind of experience this stuff. And it's really well done. It's not creepy. It's not going to scare you. But it will envelop you, and I think it's interesting, it's a dimension from this film that we would get that most casual viewers would not. So I really like the sound on this. You know, it's not Dune, it's not Lucy. You're not going to be going crazy with it, but in terms of its overall creative development, it is something quite special for a movie called Night Swim. Who knew?
Yeah.
But I was really pleased with it. I mean, I chucked it on with a couple of hours on last Wednesday afternoon, and I just thought, it'll probably be crap, but it's fine. But actually, I did enjoy it, and the audio makes it that much better. So I do recommend it. I think, you know, don't spend a lot of money on it. Go in with lowered expectations, but it's worth seeing. And especially, Deej, when you come to the point of putting in your pool,
Well,
then you might get some, might get a kick out of this. Actually,
you just described. You're like, well, it's a family that bought a house they couldn't afford, yeah. And then they put them like, well, then I'm not putting in a pool. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, so, but then they didn't build the house. The house is already there, and things have happened in the house, obviously.
So,
whereas you're building yours, so it's, you know, totally different.
Oh man, now I gotta see this.
I'd be curious to see what you make of it. Just don't. I'm not telling you it's an amazing movie,
Steve.
Yeah,
it's. I have it 4K HDR and Dolby Atmos on Kaleidoscope.
Oh, boo.
So
how much is it? 500 quid.
$24.99.
It's kind of worth it. Yeah, I think, you'll like it. I think you will. I think you'll get a kick out of it if you're in the right mood. I wouldn't save it to Halloween.
You wouldn't save it to Halloween?
No, because it's not a, oh, is it? I don't know. Is it? It's not a horror movie as I see it. I think it's more of a thriller kind of thing because there's nothing in it that'll make you go, ooh. You know, there's nothing in this going to really kind of freak you out. It's very little gore. You know, it's not that kind of movie, but it is interesting. And for those of us with home theaters, oh, there we go. It is well. See there, it looks like some kind of soft core porn film. That's not the picture that's on the cover over here. You know, make sure Jed knows that this is a psychological horror, nothing else.
Completing purchase. Just did it.
Yeah. Okay.
And
nice.
You got to see it.
live and direct.
Interesting thing is
that Megan is down the bottom of that thing because it's from the same producers.
Yeah, that's what it says. Megan, from the producers of Megan comes a thriller about a family's idyllic new home, its backyard swimming pool, and the terrifying force lurking just beneath the surface. Oh boy,
I'm in
trouble.
Yeah, it's like I said. I think if you go in with the right frame of mind. And I think you'll really enjoy the audio and that'll bring it. It really will make it more interesting. And as I said, Wyatt Russell's great at just about anything he's in. He elevates pretty much everything and he does play this well. Last act notwithstanding. So yeah, I think it's, well worth seeing. Yeah. Recommend it for that, it'd be interesting to see. I'm just seeing what people are saying in the chat because I see there's suddenly a lot of stuff there.
Ka-ching. I'm not sure if that came ka-ching. Before or after I bought it, but it, there you go.
So what have we got here? I'm just looking. So Dom says, want to import it from the UK. Yeah, Dom, don't spend a lot of money getting it from the UK. Dom, you might even pick it up secondhand on eBay or something because there will be some that don't get this at all. So, don't spend 50 euros to get it from the UK to France. I wouldn't do that. Fred says, haunted water. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And then Jordan says, I was surprised when Nightswim was confirmed to get a 4K release. Yeah, no other countries had it. Film is okay at best for me personally. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why it has. I'm glad it did. And as I said, glad I've seen it. And then Jordan says, it's well shot given its budget. Cast is good. Story writing and reliance on jump scares. I don't think there are any jump scares in it that I thought particularly, not in the traditional sense, but still, well worth giving it a go. And Steve Atz says he's added it to his Peacock watch list.
Well, was there a diving board? Maybe that's if there's no diving board, maybe that's why I didn't have any jump scares.
Oh, I like it. I like it. We're submerged in these puns.
drowning in them.
See, it's all good. I was talking to a colleague of mine earlier today who was dealing with a client where there was an assault in a bowling alley. And I said to him, well, presumably if you hit someone in a bowling alley, that's a strike. I thought it was funny.
Afraid you were going to shy away and start backpedaling.
Oh, there you go. Just trying water.
Oh, good.
All right, moving on. Anyway, it's really good.
Do you remember?
We'll start losing viewers.
No. Braden and I did that once. Braden and I did that on Twitter. He was stuck in an airport once, and we started doing all these bad dad joke puns back and forth, and people were entertained, and people were like, oh my God, this is so much fun to listen to. And then when his flight was delayed, and he was on like a layout, like he was waiting for his next flight, and then that got delayed, and he was like, thanks, Deej, that got me through it. It was like 2 hours of us just going back and forth with bad pun after bad pun, which is a lot easier when you're doing it that way, because you can take a second It's like when you're doing it like this, you got to think on the fly and people see you go, it's not as good. But when you're texting it back and forth, it was so funny. We had a blast.
Wait a second. Paul says, doesn't sound like this is quite Jordan Peele, Ari Aster level stuff. No, it's definitely not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Don't go into it thinking that. It's lesser Blumhouse, but it's still worth it for the right price. Yeah. If Haunted Water doesn't immediately make you think, I'm not wasting my time with this. So if that doesn't do that, then, seek it out and give it a go. But just keep your expectations in check.
Well, growing up Catholic, couldn't you just solve all this with a little bit of holy water?
Holy water?
Yeah.
Did they try? Old priest and a young priest.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a tight bathing costume.
Jesus. Oh God. Okay.
But like I said, the Poltergeist vibes in this are strong. Those of us that love it. That's it. The Poltergeist is strong with this one. So yeah, but it was way better than I expected. And to be honest, Steve, when I put it on, I wasn't even sure I would mention it on the show because I thought, this is going to be one of those that I'm not going to want to admit that I own or that I've watched. But give it 10, 15 minutes in, I'm thinking, ooh, hello.
Yeah.
There's more to this than meets the eye. So there we go.
Yeah. Cool.
All right. So there we go.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Come on, indeed. Show us.
All right. Here it comes. This is the, this is what I was teasing earlier. The, new, it's kind of a home theater entertainment area update. So let's hit it. This is the picture I sent to Todd, Mother's Day Sunday. As you're looking at this on YouTube, directly to the left of us is the home theater. Okay. That's the wall. That'll be the sidewall for the home theater. What we're in right now is the room of like the entertainment room. And this is the back side of it. So if you're looking at this picture, there's a stack of lumber there. That's basically that wall behind that stack of lumber is like next to that window. That wall will hold a big TV, like whatever we decide to put there as a regular television in that room. So this is kind of the entertainment area. But as you can see in the picture, it's like there's a door there with a light right behind the ladder, and you see my HVAC system there. And I had to ask the electrician how big this room has to be because there's codes on how close the electric box can be to the HVAC system and how much room they need. And he's like, well, by code, you have to be 4 feet away, blah, blah, blah. So he measured it. I go, well, let me know where this wall has to be. I said, I don't want it to go. I want to do a cove. And he goes, okay. So he measures it and he goes, yeah, put it right here. So he marks it. I go, do you need another foot? And he goes, nope. I already took my extra foot. You got 5 feet right here. Board can go right there. I'm like, all right, great. So late Sunday morning, we went down, framed the whole wall out, both walls, the door, all that. And, that cove, the reason I wanted that cove and why I sent it to Todd, I texted Todd, said, it's official. I'm getting a pinball machine. That's nice. Where the, because if I don't have that cove, if they were going to make that wall go even bigger, then I really don't have a space because the couches would kind of be there and it would be sticking out into the middle of it. But now that gives me enough space for a pinball machine over there and a video game system, like a stand up old timey video game system.
Yeah. Arcade machine.
Yeah. So basically that's kind of like the arcade section of the entertainment area. And I'm like super excited for it.
Does the pinball, because I can't quite tell the scale from there, but the pinball machine won't go over that door.
No. So like where my finger is pointing is the cove. Okay. So like next to it. So you see the window there. Distance. Oh,
it's a window, not a door. Sorry.
Okay. No. That's a window. And I can give you some, it's from that window to the wall is almost six feet.
Okay.
And then it's over 7 feet wide. And so you got enough room there, like a pinball machine's probably not even 3 feet wide, right? And I got 7 feet and a regular, like an arcade game is probably, that's not 3 feet wide or maybe if it is, I'd still have and both of those can just stand in a line. You don't have to be the either side of them, right? So it gives me enough room to put that in there with a little bit of nice lighting. It's going to be, So it should be, I'm really excited just to be able to have that. And then somebody says pool table, DJ Keith saying it in the chat, pool mm-hmm. table. It's like, I maybe in my attic, if I wanted one, I just don't see. One of the things is my first choice was my buddy has a pool table. I have a few friends with pool tables and everybody's like, they're great. You want one? And then it just sits there and takes up an entire room because they're so big and you usually need people to play. My first choice was a bubble hockey table and I still would like to get that, but, you know, like we saw Todd's, but you need multiple people for it. So it just kind of sits there unless somebody else is around. The two pieces I've chosen are pieces I can use by myself. Right. And it's like, if people are over aesthetically, they're entertaining, but you know, do I necessarily know that a bunch of people are going to come over and play table hockey with me? Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. But at least I know with this, it's fun. And I can do it by myself or people can come over and we can whatever.
So tell me this, Indeed. Right, here's the question then, the $64,000 question. I presume now the pinball one, I don't think it is a question. That's going to be A New Hope, surely.
I don't know.
You can get a Star Wars A New Hope pinball.
I think Todd told me about that, but some of the ones he was telling me about, there's a Terminator 2 one. He started telling me the newer versions of these, they're just like, I mean, when the last time him and I talked like this on a chat, he was just describing the entire thing. And I was like, this is crazy. I'm like, I had no idea, but I'm like so into it now. And I haven't had time to even look at one, but never mind. But everything he was saying, it's much like what I do to people about movies, he did to me about pinball machines. And it's like, I'm like, very excited for it. Very excited.
And then what arcade machine are you going for? Now, this is something from our youth.
Yes.
Those of us about this appropriate vintage. So what are you going for, Deej?
What I was thinking of is I wanted to do something like, originally I wanted to do like an old, like an original, like vintage, like a Pac-Man or Asteroids or one or Space Invader. There's a number of them that I would be like, oh, I would love to have that. And I actually did shop for them. And then I started to find the ones that are like, they're like $3,000 and it's like $3,000 or $4,000 and it's everything. And it's like, you get them all. And it's like, even like, you even get remember Asteroids had the ball. So the cabinet has the ball in the middle, but you have dual sticks so two people can play. You can do, and then it's like, I forget the company that I found, but Todd did know who it was. And he's like, oh yeah, they're very good. And you can get, you do add-ons and you do updates and you can buy games at later and they just download right to the system. And he goes, it's all legit. It's all real. Like it looks and feels real. So I'm like, why would I? And it's actually more expensive to go with the single cabinet because it is vintage and you're going to pay to get that to run right and be the real deal. So people do that. Collectors will do that. Mm. I would rather do like just the oh my God, I want to play Space Invaders. I want to play Asteroids. I want to play Tank. I want to the shooter game. Remember the, what the hell was it called? Like the
Operation Wolf?
That one. Time Crisis. Remember Time Crisis? Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Yeah. With the light guns. That's an upgrade to it. You can buy the dual light guns so two people can be playing Time Crisis as the sound, everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's, you know. It's something that I think that'll be a lot of fun too. So that's a ways away. The theater will be done before all this stuff goes in.
They're sort of icing on the cake, aren't they? These are your frosting. Sorry, not we call it icing. You call it frosting on the cake.
I understood,
you,
Steve.
You know, but it's very cool. Yeah. And to be able to, again, if you can get one that has all the different games on it, and you could choose between them, then you know why not?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it does sound very, very cool. I do like, I like the sound of that. But yeah, surely it's got to be the New Hope pinball machine. Surely.
I don't know. You'd think. It's like, and then listen to Todd. He trades these things and he has a ton of them. So maybe I'll start with a New Hope and I'll trade and exchange. I don't know. I just want to, like when I'm talking to people and I'm in a bad mood or something and they're like, are you putting a pool in the house? Let me finish the house first. I'm not in a bad mood right now. So I do like that, but I don't know. I'm not going to promise anything. I'm trying to promise the house will be done.
That's the first thing. Yeah.
So,
looks cool. What are you doing for a sound system in the basement then, DJ? Are you putting through like speakers in the ceiling and that kind of thing? Or are you going to look at like a, you know, a house wide sound system? Or are you going to kind of have,
I don't know. I probably most likely I'll probably do what I did here and I'll do Sonos because I just found it to be simple for me. And it's like where I'm not super concerned with audio quality elsewhere. I know in my living room, I've got Aura speakers and I'll be, so that won't be included in the, just like this house is now. But pretty much like probably there, I'll do like a Sonos Atmos setup in the entertainment area. So I'll have that, you know, you do the sound bar and the rear channels and that's your Atmos. And that would be kind of fun to do. And then it's always easier too to move stuff around. Cause I've already got two sound bases for out by the pool, not sound bases, but the moves. So you take those out and you can go outside with them and they last. It's like, so it just seems easier. So.
Yeah. No, fair enough. No, it does sound cool. And, but you know, you want your music. I mean, if you're going to do movie nights, you know, one of the best movie experiences I had was with Jurassic Park and we'd been queuing and they had the soundtrack playing and we'd been queuing for a couple of hours. And so when you then went into the movie and the soundtrack began, it was like, oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So to be able to have an entertaining area, little couple of drinks by the bar first with the soundtrack playing of the movie you're going to show and then bring people in, you know, it's kind of cool. It's a real event.
Oh yeah.
That sounds kind of cool.
And that's what's fun about Sonos is it's so, you could have like that exact example, you could have that playing throughout the house or if you wanted to be in a different room and listen to or watch something else, you can change that one speaker, but maybe other speakers you could have doing all Jurassic Park, you know, or you know what I mean? So it's like, it's so easy to do just from the app and you'd be like, just choose the speakers you want playing and bang, that's what you do. You know, and it's
okay.
So
it's cool. No, it sounds good. Well, I won't say the word. We've got some Amazon speakers that run throughout the house here, so we can just talk to them and they play, you know, play music, and that can be done off your phone as well.
Right.
Which quite cool. There's one right behind me, which is why I can't say the name because the bloody thing will start talking. So, you know, it is cool and it is good when they play outside too, and you can open the windows and you can then have that, you know, the music out in the garden as well. It sounds cool. Very cool.
Yep.
Like it.
Looking forward to it. Hopefully sooner rather than later. But
yeah.
All right. You ready to get to this last one, which we both watched?
Yeah. Can we quickly talk packaging? Just well before we talk about the last one. We've got 2 minutes for that.
Sure.
Just absolutely. We got a little bit of time.
Yeah, we're going to be getting done in 21 minutes. So we got our last one here and packaging.
Who would have thought, Deej? Who would have thought that I would talk about packaging? Me, the person that doesn't use the packaging.
Exactly.
But so incensed was I by a disc that came out this week that I think it ought to be raised. So Queen Rock Montreal and Live Aid came out this week, and here it is. And it's not cheap. It's a 4K disc. There's two 4K discs in here. So you get the Live Aid concert set and you also get the Montreal one. Yeah, hold this up. Yeah. So it's £30 over here. So it's an expensive release. Okay. It is out in the US, I think, as well. And yet, look at what it comes in, these. This is a cardboard sleeve. Right. And the discs are held in place with a little cardboard bit here so that as soon as you open it, they fall out. Now, luckily, when I did that, I caught it. So they didn't hit the ground. But knowing how temperamental and problematic 4K discs can be with a scratch, that's outrageous.
I mean,
£30, $30 for a slip of cardboard.
See, they removed your opportunity to do that to it.
What, with my ninja reflexes?
No. You're like, it should never come in just cardboard. Give me plastic so I can put it in cardboard.
Yeah, but my cardboard's better. This is not good.
But now you can just see. I think what you're mad at is they copied you, but you still can't use it because it doesn't match.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Am I wrong? Yeah, but think about. Am I wrong?
Well, yeah, a little bit. Because I wouldn't. I mean, I'm quite happy to put it into my cardboard sleeves. But what I'm thinking is the poor saps that buy this that will put it on a shelf with it are going to be livid because one, yeah. You can already see it's kind of moving there.
Right.
But that ain't going to match anything that's already on your shelf.
Right.
And it's a premium release, you know, £30. And, you know, $30, you know, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It'll probably be 35, something like that over there. And yet, you know, just a little cardboard sleeve where, you know, you open it up and the discs come flying out. You know, it's not good.
And a cardboard sleeve expert like yourself almost dropped them. So
well, exactly that. Yes.
What's the poor lay person going to do?
Well, they're without ninja reflexes.
Right.
But they don't cover the thing. There's literally just this little cardboard bottom part of the disc here that holds it in place. Whereas my sleeves, you know, the whole disc goes in. And so it they come out straight away like that. You know, they just fall out.
Yeah.
So it's, and given how, as I said, how temperamental 4K discs are, you get any scratch on one and then it's game over. They're nowhere near as robust as Blu-rays. I personally don't think, not in my experience.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's a public service announcement. If you are going to get this set,
these
watch
aren't
out.
Meant to be played like frisbee with them. Like,
yeah, not meant to be used as coasters, Deej.
It's only a New Hope. See? That's my coaster, New Hope, sitting right here.
Is that your Mikey Schramm Blu-ray of A New Hope?
No, this is like, look, it even says like DVD number 9. This is a DVD from back before the DVD existed. So it's some bootleg that I thought was legit. It was back in like.
Oh, so here Steve Atz says, Steve Atz says, so $33 give or take on USA Amazon. So it's not cheap. Wow. You know, it's naughty, isn't it? Steve says that's criminal. Well, as a criminal lawyer, it's not, but I can see how it's pretty poor. and then Jordan says, super cheap and lame packaging. I mean, for quite a big release as well. Quite, I don't know anything about music, but, you know, it's a big release.
The Star Wars was kind of like that too.
Yeah.
Do you remember the packaging? Yeah. It was hard to slide it out. I couldn't slide out the different discs. And you know when you have to, like, when they're in the plastic and you have to bend them so much, you're, like, afraid you're going to bend the disc itself and you're, like, trying to be careful with it. And it's, you know, most people, 99% of the population doesn't care if they break the disc or not. They're just like, and they'll get it out. But we're always, like, I mean, borderline white gloving it. And you're like, I don't want to break it. Because you probably got up early in the morning, headed to your local store, bought it, so you get to get home and watch it. Now, if you break it, you got to go back to the store. So,
and a $200 set too.
Yeah,
so that was even more.
Yeah.
No, I've still got it displayed in the equipment room. That's one of the few box sets I actually display. So it's just very, very disappointing, I think. But anyway, there it is.
Yeah.
I just thought again, people need to know if you do get it, just watch out. The minute you open it. Just have a safety net ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
There we go. Anyway, Richard thought I'd do that.
Zegazeski? Is that how you say it?
Zegazeski.
Yep. He's saying in the chat, my Laserdisc Star Wars had good packaging. Yeah, mine too. Richard, are you talking about the box set that came, it like had velvet inside or something? I still have mine. I haven't opened it in a while. Mine's on display in my theater. The Laserdisc Star Wars was really, really good packaging. And it almost looked like, I want to say it kind of looks like bonded leather. It's not, but it looked that way. So pretty cool.
Nice. Yep. We've got Keith says my Oppenheimer is ruined. I hope that's not a euphemism, Keith. actually that could get even worse. Got scratched when my son dropped it. Again, let's hope it's not a euphemism, and we're talking about the disc. But they are very, very, I mean, it's one of the very first experiences I had with 4K. It's just how the disc has got to be ultra clean. You know, no marks, scuffs, scratches.
Yeah, because you're getting a lot more information into a same amount of space. And it's just when they went from DVD to Blu-ray to you got less tolerance for any of that stuff. And it was, it's, my friends early on, even with Laserdiscs and DVDs and stuff, my kids knew how to manipulate them. And I was like, be very careful with this. Don't, you know, even as, you know, I tell the story all the time. My son was probably 2 years old and my people would come over to babysit and he's pulling out Laserdiscs and putting them in the right way. Cause I taught him how to do it. Yeah. I taught him how to do it. It was like, people are like, how does he know? Sorry, Richard. I won't put that one up. but even those were nice too. Those, they had different, the Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, all of those, they had the special color coded and everything. They were nice. But, all right. You ready to get to our final one? This was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you liked it.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's go.
Okay, do you want to start? Do you want me to start?
No, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. So this is then the, well, from my side of it, DJ, I don't know if it's from yours, but from my side of it, this is the recent 4K trilogy release of the Oceans trilogy. This is the first one in that trilogy, Oceans 11.
Yes.
As it turns out. I've never seen Oceans 1 to 10. I don't know what they're like.
Yeah.
But anyway, Oceans 11 is a, you know, crap joke. Apologies.
Oceans 1 was just his years in prison.
Yeah, which is ocean.
Ocean.
Sorry, you can't have oceans, anything. Yeah, ocean. Yeah. Ocean. But then oceans too. So this is Oceans 11 anyway, when we come to it. And this is obviously the very famous remake with an all-star cast, truly an all-star cast of, you know, Julia Roberts and George Clooney and Brad Pitt and Matt Damon and Andy Garcia and everybody and anybody, Elliot Gould, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
Less said about Don Cheadle, the better, Deej, because we'll start talking about accents. Let's not do that. We'll focus on all the other good stuff.
Wasn't Spanish,
it is,
was it?
Worse. No, gosh, no. It is the worst English accent bar none. It's worse than Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins, and that was quite bad. He is dreadful in this. His accent, I don't know what he was doing in this. But anyway, I digress. What it is, though, is a remake of the Rat Pack.
Yeah.
Thing in the 60s. It's awesome and you know, very, very fun movie. And this is one of those exceptions, Deej, where famously the more fun you have making a film, the less fun the audience have watching
it. Yeah, but this one is the exception.
Exactly that. Everybody looks like they are having a blast in this and it's infectious. That kind of sparky interaction, the way that lines are delivered, the way that people look at one another, you can't help but kind of get swept up in it.
You can't write and direct that scene at the bar at the beginning. And he's like, do we need one more? You're saying we need one more.
Yeah.
We need one more. All right, we'll get one more. Yeah. And it's like, but then Brad Pitt, just like, you can't do that. That's Friends. That's just guys like setting the camera up and going, let's do this. You know, it's like, I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah, it is great.
And I mean, all the way through the movie.
It is. Well, the interplay between Clooney and Julia Roberts, I mean, the way they do that is absolutely awesome. And only two people who are very good friends in real life.
Yeah.
Can deliver that and pull that off. You know, I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love this film and I've seen it many, many times. This is one where I've owned the DVD, the Blu-ray, you know, and now the 4K disc. So it's really good. It hasn't aged a day.
No.
I think the you know, the twists and turns are still really fun. I'm not sure it all quite hangs together, but it is still lots of fun and you can't hold it against it. I don't think.
No, but what I thought was interesting is, knowing how many times I've seen this, when you know the story, and I wanted, if I had the time, I wanted to go back and actually make the scene and be able to compare the two. At the end of the movie, you know everything they did. I forget the time, but it's at the beginning when they have, remember the code names for everything? But they're like, oh, we'll need a blokey and we need a this and we need a that. And then we need
Ella Fitzgerald.
Two of them. Do what do you get? But then right before that, they also describe everything they have to do. But they describe it in their own vernacular. Go back and watch that right after you've seen it. And you'll be like, oh my God. It's like, it's all spelled out, which how intricate the entire plan is, but those two are just riffing. And like, I know that's just a story, not real life, but it's like, they just explain the whole thing. And it's just really cool to the point that I know spoilers, but it's a very old movie and it's a remake of a movie, but the twist of it is spelled out at the beginning as well, right? Mm. So like Brad Pitt, when you find, it's like, it's so much fun. It's just, and then, but let's get to the home theater part, because I was actually very surprised at like how good and how much fun it was, because in the home theater part.
Yes. Yeah. Well, absolutely. And this is a, I think, an original camera negative remaster as well. I think it must be. It's definitely a remaster. It's not just an upscale version of what's come before. And I think you can tell that from the very first shot. As soon as you see George Clooney as Danny Ocean in the parole board meeting, and there's just that shot of him where you already get some great lines. I mean, you know, I don't think she'd leave me again just for kicks. But what is it, as he's kind of sat there, you can immediately tell that this is a 4K remaster. Look at the detail on his forehead. Look at the lines and the wrinkles that are on there.
You see a little bird on the window in the background?
Oh, no, I didn't see. No, yeah. I didn't see that.
There's a little, like, okay. Up on, like, if you look at, on your right hand side, I think it was. So look up there and there's a little bird and he's like, what is he doing there? Right. But it's there. I never noticed it before.
Yeah. No. Okay. I was too transfixed with George Clooney's face. And just the little details on his forehead, the little thing, because that was always quite a noisy shot on the Blu-ray and on the DVD, because it's very grainy and quite noisy and quite distracting, but it looks great. And the sort of yellow and white of his sort of jumpsuit really looks good. And it, so that's the opening shot. And I was thinking, oh, okay, we're in for a bit of a treat here.
Yeah. Now, and you know, we're headed to Vegas.
It's like, well, yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, and the colors on it, the HDR and the wider color gamut on this is really put to good use. I mean, okay, it might run a bit hot at times. I mean, I think, you know, there are scenes at certain times where Brad Pitt looks like he's been sunburnt. But that I think is very much just a part of the texture of the movie.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want them to have desaturated that. It would look weird. So it's just part of the film and you know, that's fine. But it does look better than it's ever looked.
Was it Ted Nugent wants his shirt back?
Yes, he's called it. Wants his shirt back. But all the very old school kind of. I mean, if you look at Elliot Gould's garden and the pool.
Oh my god!
The dressing gown that he's wearing.
Yeah,
the bathrobe that he's got, and the hair on his chest. And, all of that stuff is really good. Yeah, it is all a little bit much, isn't it? Yeah. But it looks great. And do you know what? It looks gaudy, which is exactly what it's supposed to look, isn't it? It's supposed to be over the top, you know, garish. Because if you then see how Pitt and Clooney are dressed in that scene, you know, it's supposed to be very OTT, and it looks great. Even down to the salad that they're eating. You look at the greens and the reds of the tomatoes and the salad. You know, all that kind of really kind of leaps off the screen. Not enough to make me want to eat a salad, but at least I've seen it.
The fountains that they show a few times, but at the end when they show them, and you can actually, with the detail that you get now, it was probably there before, but the detail that you see is like, when they shoot the fountains up, the water disappears and then you see the water come back down. Whereas before, I don't think you got that detail in each of the drops that was now missing. And then the drops that are coming back down that have gone off screen. There's so much detail. The casino floors, just look at the casino floors when they're walking around and not looking at the characters, look down at the floors and stuff. There's so much detail, the bright. I mean, Brad Pitt's outfits. Right. And then the other part, his food, like almost every scene he's eating something, like some kind of hand food, and he's always eating. And it's just like nobody could eat and talk and act and still look that cool unless you're Brad Pitt. It's like,
Yeah. And notice, by the way, he never finishes his food.
No,
he always throws it away. He never finishes it.
Yeah,
he always just chucks it away. It doesn't look like he throws it on the floor, by the way, Litterbug.
The one scene when they're sitting with Elliot Gould, where he's supposed to be, he doesn't eat. They don't eat. Yes.
It is so weird how they do that. So it looks great. Now, the audio. Now, Todd, actually, funny enough, because after I'd seen this, bearing in mind I was aware at this point when I was watching this that I was having some sub issues. Nothing too bad at this point. It was, you know, it was just clicking. But I was disappointed with the bass for much of this. Thought it was quite thin at times. And so I went online. I thought, has anyone else noticed this? And Todd reviewed it. And Todd said, yeah, the bass is lacking apart from when they, you know, shoot out the tires of the van and they blow the vault. And I think that's right. I think that's right. Even with my sub issues, I could tell that. But there are some really nice sequences in this. I mean, the box, the fight, when they go into the arena, the whole room came alive for me. You know, you can hear distant conversations. Yep. You can hear cheers and you can hear jeering. And it's like, again, I know I always say it, but it's like someone has just taken your room and just pushed the walls out.
Yep.
You know? Yeah. And you'll suddenly feel like you're in this giant auditorium. And that was really effective. All the speakers come alive in that moment. You know, and again, upmixed. This is only in DTS HD 5.1 for me. I don't know if it's an Atmos. Actually, no.
Nope. No, 5.1.
It is Atmos.
I'm pretty sure.
Do you know what? I think it's, oh my goodness. Is it Atmos? Do you know what? I'm doubting myself now, DJ.
No,
is it 5.1?
Yeah, just 5.1. DTS Master Audio 5.1. Yep. That's what I have it
in. Right, there we go. Yeah.
And the Blu-ray is the 4K Blu-ray. Yeah. It's DTS. But it's somebody was saying, Van Gool said it's a new DTS 5.1 and adds Vegas effects around you. So... sounds like Van Gool's saying it's an upgraded 5.1. So upmix it, it's really good. I mean, it's funny you say it was lacking in bass. It might have been lacking in bass, but it didn't need it. You know what I mean? And then the two scenes that did need it, you said those were good. But you know what I mean? So it's like, you don't need.
Yeah. It's not that kind of film.
And that's why I was kind of surprised at how good like the audio was, how good the video was, and how like entertained I was by that. Where this is literally something like you watch on a plane on your laptop and you're not missing a damn thing because it's just so good. It's so much fun to watch the actors, but it is enhanced in our theaters more than I thought it would be. I really am surprised. I mean, honestly,
You know? And the music has a nice, again, the front soundstage is really wide and that feels really good. I mean, you get the little bit of Take My Breath Away with the 80s flashback and you get the, you know, the jazz stuff, you know, all sounds like that, you know, it's a really wide soundstage at the front. Doesn't creep much into the rears, but it still, you know, sounds really, really good. Yeah. I mean, it's a great presentation of a really good movie.
Yeah. Even the difference of people talking personally. So they're on the Vegas floor or something and you're getting the Vegas floor ambience, but then maybe you're watching, and not to spoil for anybody, you're watching a scene where you're watching somebody talk on a monitor or a television set and you're getting that difference. Right. And it's like, it's those little things like that, that I was like noticing. I'm like, man, this is really well done for a talky movie, you know, where it's all just about the acting and fun. So. Yeah, really good.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, very, very impressed with this. Well worth picking up the set if, you know, people, you know, unless you've got the Kaleidoscape, but you've got the trilogy. It came out as a trilogy, a Steelbook trilogy, and well worth picking up, definitely.
Yeah, I haven't bought 12 yet, but I'll get that and watch that one. They are very addictive, like somebody said in the chat. Like, who was it? Said it's like, it's one of those movies. Oh, there it is. Keith saying Ocean's 11 is one of those movies you can't stop watching. And it is. It's like you're flipping channels, so easy to get Shawshanked. And because you just want to see that next scene. And then when you're done with it, it's like, all right, let's go to 12. There's so much fun. So much fun.
Mm. Oh, they're great. This is a really noticeable upgrade from the previous version. So, it's great.
Yeah. Yep. All righty. That is it. Look at that, Steve. Bang on the button.
Where did that time go? Deej, where did that time go?
Same place it always does. It's like flies by. Just like Steve said the same thing. Steve At said the same thing. He's like, it just flies by. And then like, as soon as we hit stop on the record, we're like, what didn't we get to? And it's like, we didn't even, like Steve At and I didn't even talk about like the movies he likes. We didn't even get into that. And it's like, and it's not like we're at a loss for anything to talk about. It just flies. You know, so, but yes, so, Yeah, thank you, everybody in the chat. John, I think you're at your party that you had to go to already, so you're probably not in the chat, mm-hmm. but it was nice seeing him. Hopefully be back soon. I have no information other than the fact that it's been a while since he's been here, and I'm hoping time elapsed means we're getting closer to when he's back.
Yeah.
Just a guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just hoping.
Yeah, well, yeah, absolutely. And again, I ought to just say, guys, the apologies for the shorter show. This is, you know, because of commitments that DJ and I have both got, we've had to do another shorter one this week, but that does not mean, I think, normally this is the length of show we're going for. It's just other commitments. Life is getting in the way.
Yeah, exactly. But we will be back next Tuesday. I got another Takeover Tuesday for next week, I hope. Working on scheduling one. Until next time, thank you, everybody. Patreon, YouTube, like, subscribe, blah, 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 all that stuff. But we're going to get out of here. But until next time, what are you going to do?
Go push play.
What he said.
Hey, Fred.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.